Holding hands in Walmart doesn't seem especially brave, but I was right behind them and I saw the cashier's face. The look of shock, then anger, and then the masking of that glance. So much feeling stirred so quickly by two women holding hands. The world is not in danger of succumbing to a flood, of being overwhelmed by a rising sea of love. Every kind of caring is a blessing on the land. Seems what's needed here is more, not less, of people holding hands. One of these women had had a husband for over 16 years, had worked hard to see herself as happy as she appeared. But there was a voice that called her from someplace deep inside, that told her not to settle and would not be denied. Her father knows the gospel, he's an elder in his church, and for him his daughter's choice unravels his life's work. Oh, you know, you're killing your mother, he tells her when she phones. And once again she's made to see there's no more going home. The world is not in danger of succumbing to a flood, of being overwhelmed by a rising sea of love. Every kind of caring is a blessing on the land. Seems what's needed here is more, not less, of people holding hands. I watch these women walking and I am a bit in awe. They pay no heed to cashiers or others in the store. And I wonder about myself, if I loved another man, would I walk with him through Walmart? Would I offer him my hand? The world is not in danger of succumbing to a flood, of being overwhelmed by a rising sea of love. Every kind of caring is a blessing on the land. Seems what's needed here is more, not less, of people.